When you're dead, Samantha says, you don't have to brush your teeth. When you're dead, Claire says, you live in a box and it's always dark, but you're not ever afraid. Claire and Samantha are identical twins. Their combined age is 20 years, 4 months, and 6 days. Claire is better at being dead than Samantha. The babysitter yawns, covering up her mouth with a long white hand. I said to brush your teeth and that it's time for bed, she says. She sits cross-legged on the flowered bedspread between them. She has been teaching them a card game called Pounce, which involves 3 decks of cards, 1 for each of them. Samantha's deck is missing the Jack of Spades and the 2 of Hearts, and Claire keeps on cheating. The babysitter wins anyway. There are still flecks of dried shaving cream and toilet paper on her arms. It is hard to tell how old she is. At first they thought she must be a grown-up, but now she hardly looks older than them. Samantha has forgotten the babysitter's name. Claire's face is stubborn. When you're dead, she says, you stay up all night long. When you're dead, the babysitter snaps. It's always very cold and damp, and you have to be very, very quiet, or else the specialist will get you. This house is haunted, Claire says. I know it is, the babysitter says. I used to live here. Something is creeping up the stairs. Something is standing outside the door. Something is sobbing, sobbing in the dark. Something is sighing across the floor. Claire and Samantha are spending the summer with their father in the house called 8 Chimneys. Their mother is dead. She has been dead for exactly 282 days. Their father is writing a history of 8 Chimneys and of the poet Charles Cheatham Rash, who lived here at the turn of the century and who ran away to sea when he was 13 and returned when he was 38. He married, fathered a child, wrote 3 volumes of bad, obscure poetry, and an even worse and more obscure novel, The One Who Was Watching Me Through the Window, before disappearing again in 1907, this time for good. Samantha and Claire's father says that some of the poetry is actually quite readable, and at least the novel isn't very long. When Samantha asked him why he was writing about Rash, he replied that no one else had, and why didn't she and Samantha go play outside? When she pointed out that she was Samantha, he just scowled and said, how could he be expected to tell them apart when they both wore blue jeans and flannel shirts? And why couldn't one of them dress all in green and the other in pink? Claire and Samantha prefer to play inside. 8 Chimneys is as big as a castle, but dustier and darker than Samantha imagines a castle would be. There are more sofas, more china shepherdesses with chipped fingers, fewer suits of armor, no moat. The house is open to the public, and during the day, people, families, driving along the Blue Ridge Parkway will stop to tour the grounds and the first story. The third story belongs to Claire and Samantha. Sometimes they play explorers, and sometimes they follow the caretaker as he gives tours to visitors. After a few weeks, they have memorized his lecture and they mouth it along with him. They help him sell postcards and copies of Rash's poetry to the tourist families who come into the little gift shop. When the mothers smile at them and say how sweet they are, they stare back and don't say anything at all. The dim light in the house makes the mothers look flickery and pale and tired. They leave 8 Chimneys, mothers and families, looking not quite as real as they did before they paid their admissions. And of course, Claire and Samantha will never see them again. So maybe they aren't real. Better to stay inside the house, they want to tell the families. And if you must leave, then go straight to your cars. The caretaker says the woods aren't safe. Their father stays in the library on the second story all morning, typing, and in the afternoon he takes long walks. He takes his pocket recorder along with him and a hip flask of Gentleman Jack, but not Samantha and Claire. The caretaker of 8 Chimneys is Mr. Kozlak. His left leg is noticeably shorter than his right. He wears one stacked heel. Short black hairs grow out of his ears and his nostrils, and there's no hair at all on top of his head. But he's given Samantha and Claire permission to explore the whole of the house. It was Mr. Kozlak who told them that there are copperheads in the woods and that the house is haunted. He says that they are all, ghosts and snakes, a pretty bad-tempered lot, and Samantha and Claire should stick to the marked trails and stay out of the attic. Mr. Kozlak can tell the twins apart, even if their father can't. Claire's eyes are gray, like a cat's fur, he says, but Samantha's are gray, like the ocean when it has been raining. Samantha and Claire went walking in the woods on the second day that they were at 8 Chimneys. They saw something. Samantha thought it was a woman, but Claire said that it was a snake. The staircase that goes up to the attic has been locked. They peeked through the keyhole, but it was too dark to see anything. And so he had a wife, and they say she was real pretty. There was another man who wanted to go with her, and at first she wouldn't, because she was afraid of her husband, and then she did. Her husband found out, and they say he killed a snake and got some of the snake's blood and put it in some whiskey and gave it to her. He had learned this from an island man who had been on a ship with him. And in about 6 months, snakes created in her, and they got between her meat and the skin. And they say you could just see them running up and down her legs. They say she was just hollow to the top of her body, and it kept on like that till she died. Now my daddy said he saw it.